close enough, it's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning. Hello. It's the Joe and Alex Show. Happy Friday. It is the 8th of March. Woo! 2019, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Almost a third of the way through the year or a fourth of the way through the year. Can you believe it? It's almost Christmas.
I wouldn't go that far.
No, I'm just kidding. That is a little crazy. I'm sorry. I'm just hyper. I had a lot of coffee this morning. You can follow the Joe and Alex Show on our social media. It's Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. For Facebook, we like to use the station page. It's really easy to do that. Just go ahead and search for Radio Now. And, of course, everything we talk about on the show, whether it's a blog or a podcast, you can find it at joeandalexshow.com. And we love hearing your lovely voice if you ever want to chime in, whether you agree or disagree. Either one's cool. 833-JOE-ALEX is our phone number. Without the names, that's 833-563-2539. Alex, how are you doing this morning?
I'm so exhausted because I was up past midnight.
What were you doing? Nothing good happens past midnight.
I know. Well,
I
went to a Christian concert and I just rocked out too hard, I guess.
Uh-oh.
I went to go see Lauren Daigle last night and let me just tell you, that was exactly what I needed. It was so incredible. I was very fortunate enough to get to meet her also. And she grabbed my hand and told me that I had the best radio interview she has ever done so far in her career. And was like, what? She like specifically remembered the questions I asked. She said, nobody has asked me those questions.
What did you ask her? I didn't even hear the interview.
There was some controversy with her because she is a Christian artist. Her album that just won 2 Grammys, Look Up Child, is a gospel album, like by the category. But her song, You Say, is something that has now been played on pop radio. So like,
yeah, we play that.
We're playing Lauren Daigle's song, You Say. So anyway, she's kind of crossed over into pop music now a little bit, just in that sense. But she like did an interview and somebody had asked her like how she feels because she went on the Ellen DeGeneres show. And so they asked her, as a Christian, how do you feel about gay marriage and homosexuality and stuff like that? And for the Christian community, her answer was a little bit controversial because she basically just said, like, it's not my place to say whether it's wrong or not to be gay. And so she got a lot of backlash from that. So I just asked her in, like, a really non-accusatory way or anything like that. Just like I found a way to ask the question, like ask her basically if she regrets how she answered that because of the backlash she got. It was the very first time in her career she's ever had backlash.
It?
She said no. So it was it was really interesting.
Down.
But she said that she had sat around with her team after that for several minutes and they just discussed that interview and like were like, wow, that was like incredible that she asked that question and the way she asked it and all this. And I just was like, that was just one of the coolest things I've ever had. And I've done several artist interviews over the course of my career and that will now always stick with me, that she said that about me and that she remembered my questions. So I don't know, it just made my night. But the concert itself was so good. I mean, I was weeping just during some of those songs, just because of everything I'm going through right now, the breakup and like not getting along with my family and everything. It's just, her album is so incredibly touching. I highly recommend you just listen to it. It's called Look Up Child by Lauren Daigle.
A good cry is a good thing, Alex. So that's good that you got it all out there. Unless you smeared your makeup everywhere, then that could be awkward for everybody.
That definitely happened.
Looking at people sitting next to you, what did they say to her? Liv the Web Girl, how are you?
I'm good. I'm a little tired this morning.
You all praising the Lord?
No, I fell asleep around like 9:30 last night, which like honestly never happens.
That's early for us.
Yeah. And I like normally never fall asleep like in seconds and I like just accidentally fell asleep. But I feel like I was on the phone like all day yesterday. Like I did not stop talking. So obviously we talk for our job on air. And then I went to my friends for lunch. And then on my way home from my friends, I was on the phone. And then when I got to my apartment, another friend called And then we talked for like an hour. And then I like went to the gym. And on the way home from the gym, my sister called. Then my best friend Lizzie called. Then my best friend Brooke called. And I was all on the phone with them for like an extended period of time.
I thought your
and
phone.
I just felt like I was talking nonstop.
That's
all.
Yeah, that's
day.
Hard.
I thought when we talked about this before, Liv, you and I had a conversation, and because I tried calling Liv. I've tried calling Liv on several occasions. She's like, "Oh, it doesn't work on my phone."
Calling doesn't work.
Yeah, like I tried calling her. I get sent a voicemail. She's like, "Oh, it's just you have to text me."
You're making that up.
Okay, and Pork Chop, how was your day yesterday?
It was good. I relaxed.
Wow, look at you. Look at you getting all comfortable now that you paid your rent barely on time. Now you're just working one job. What's wrong with you?
Well, I mean, I didn't have enough money to like have gas to Uber drive, so that's why I just stayed home and relaxed.
But now that we got paid, you're going to drive all weekend, aren't you?
Probably.
All right, cool. Well, hey, I'm glad you guys had yourself quite the day yesterday. Make sure you listen this morning. We have so much stuff going on. We've got Freak Show Friday. Will you tell me anything? Alex is keeping me in the dark today about Freak Show Friday.
All I'm going to tell you is that this guy, Hayden, has a very strange way of picking up chicks when he's out at like the bars and stuff.
Okay. I don't even know what it means, but I look forward to it, even though I'm not picking up any chicks. So that and everything else is happening this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, I love trash. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Corey Feldman said he no longer can defend Michael Jackson. The Goonies actor said after watching Leaving Neverland, the accusations were shocking and disturbing, and there's nothing else that can be said of it. Corey, who had a close friendship with Michael Jackson as a young boy and man, has always maintained that nothing has happened, but now he has some other things to say.
I don't want to be perceived as I'm here to defend Michael, because I can no longer do that. I cannot, in good consciousness, defend anyone who's being accused of such horrendous crimes.
Dozens of nurses at a hospital in Chicago were fired after looking at Jussie Smollett's medical records without permission. One nurse from the hospital said that they and others were fired by bosses for looking at his medical records after he was treated in the ER on January 29th. The nurse did not give their names, but said in their case, they were merely scrolling past the Empire actor's record to get to another patient's file.
All right, does anybody actually believe that's what was going on? Because
no.
I don't. I mean,
I don't.
I would be so afraid of getting fired by doing that, because I would want to know all the information, right?
Yeah, they were 100% looking, I'm sure. Paris Jackson is finally speaking out after the airing of Leaving Neverland, which accuses her dad of sexually abusing kids. A Twitter user tweeted at her, writing, "The bigger picture is your father's legacy ruined and his name smeared forever, but whatever, though." The actress then replied to the user, "So, not love and peace and trying to carry that message out? Tabloids and lies are the bigger picture? I'll pray for you." The fan wrote back, "No, they want to tear his name down and stop playing his music, but it's cool. Like, who cares that he died for this?" And then that's when Paris said, "Yeah, they do that to everyone with a good heart and who tries to make a difference. But do you really think that it's possible to tear his name down? Like, do you truly believe that they stand a chance? Relax and have peace." And Alfonso Ribeiro, best known as Carlton from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, has dropped the lawsuit against the Fortnite creator for using the infamous Carlton dance in the video game. The U.S. Copyright Office said that the dance was nothing more than a simple dance routine. So I guess that whole lawsuit's over now.
Oh, man. At least you can talk to Will Smith about it. Try to fix it.
Coming up in less than an hour, more shocking moments from R. Kelly's CBS This Morning interview.
It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and it is time for your Friday Fun Fact.
You're going to learn today.
Okay, guys. You want to get high, like high in the sky?
Yeah, man.
Okay, cool. Hop in the hot air balloon. The pioneers of the first ever hot air balloon travel, like the first ones to hop in there. Do you know who it was?
It was SpongeBob and Squidward when they jumped on that rock. They used to drive those babies for miles.
False.
I was going to guess clowns.
No. Clowns? No, it's not clowns. Why would you guess clowns?
I don't know. Doesn't that seem like a clown thing?
Well, I'll tell you now, it wasn't a man, and it wasn't a woman either. It was actually
a hippo.
No, a monkey.
No, no. You're getting there. The first in the hot air balloon going up in the sky. A rooster. A sheep. and a duck.
What were they doing up there?
Are you sure you're not thinking of Noah's Ark?
Yes, I'm positive. What is Noah's Ark again?
I don't remember that part of the Bible.
Yeah. No, they were actually set up in a contraption invented by the Mongeoff brothers. This is in the late 1700s. They were put in a cage that's suspended beneath the balloon, and after 8 minutes up in the air, they landed about 2 miles away.
Right.
They were okay.
Was the point to see if like it was safe, or were they actually trying to?
I would rather put a sheep up there and like, oh no, it blew up.
What was it? A sheep? A goat? What?
It was a rooster, a sheep, and a duck.
That sounds like a joke. Like,
I know.
A rooster, and a duck walked into a hot air balloon.
That is literally. I was gonna say that.
That is the Friday fun fact on the Joe and Alex Show. Well, let's get into Joe's need to know news this morning. I really think that Liv the Web Girl forgot about what today it is, or she's just really been holding it in. You know what today is, right?
No, I don't.
Oh, my gosh.
Fake feminist.
Yes, the fakest
wait,
of
yes,
all.
Yes, yes,
no,
yes.
No,
it's International Women's Day.
Oh, whatever. Alex gave it to you.
I did see that this morning.
Yes, it's part of Women's History Month, which we haven't heard anything about that either from Liv. Kind of interesting when it's convenient. A recent survey found 40% of us consider ourselves to be feminists.
Yes.
That's it. I just thought this would really be your moment to really go girl.
I mean, yeah, I think go girl, but I think go girl every day, not just this one single day.
Alex, I don't think she remembered anything.
She didn't remember anything of what? History of women or something?
Yeah, I think this is kind of awkward. Very awkward. Okay, cool. Also going on, how about this? Daylight savings time starts this Sunday, meaning we spring forward an hour and get more daylight at night, which is cool.
Yay.
So the sun stays out longer, but we lose an hour of sleep.
No.
Boo. Make sure you move your clock ahead 1 hour before you go to bed on Saturday. I hate time change. I just wish in general we wouldn't do it. I don't like gaining an hour. I don't like losing an hour, because either way, I'm always like, I'd be out of work by now. Or like, oh, I wouldn't have to be there yet.
Trying to figure out how to change the time in my car is the worst part.
Yeah, that bothers me too. Like, I see other people, like if they're on their Instagram or Snapchat and their story, I'm like, oh, your clock and your car's wrong. Fix it.
I hate that.
Can't stand it. So, well, I'll change it for you. I like doing that kind of stuff. This is an insane story, and I want to laugh at it, but this is pretty serious. It actually is almost attempted murder, but it's crazy what happened. Indiana State Police Trooper Matt McCoskey and his wife were recently arguing with their 11-year-old son, and they took away his video games. Okay, good. You're the parent. That's what you're allowed to do. Well, the boy took his father's own 45 caliber service weapon out of his locked police vehicle and used it to shoot him in the buttocks.
Oh my goodness.
As he slept. So he shot him right in the booty. Police say the boy later told him he wanted a PlayStation, an Xbox, and a computer, and that he would either get them or he would have a part two.
Okay.
Yeah, he told cops that he'd been planning to shoot since that day at school. The trooper is recovering. His son is facing the juvenile equivalent of a criminal charge for attempted murder. And apparently, his dad wasn't in the right position. He was going to shoot his dad in the head.
Oh, my word.
So it's like it goes from like, okay, in the butt, ha-ha, to like, this kid is messed up, and allegedly he assaulted like an 8-year-old boy neighbor before. So this child,
this kid has been crying out for help.
Has got some major issues, but
can you imagine
that though? I remember my parents took my stuff away. I didn't imagine doing anything except like staying in my room and whining. And this is interesting. I wonder how everybody on the show feels about this. A report just came out, and it's kind of trying to talk about the difference in music. Parents may try to keep their kids away from hip hop because they think, oh, well, those lyrics are so bad. They're saying the whole word and all these different things. But a new study finds that pop music may not be much better for you, lyrically at least. Researchers from the University of Missouri say that not only do pop songs contain similar levels of violent lyrics as hip-hop songs do, but nearly a third have lyrics that degrade women by sexually objectifying them or presenting them as submissive.
I have been saying this for years, and it drives me nuts. Drives me nuts because the tune of a song is different. People think it's okay. They have no problem with their kids listening to it, but they just rip on rap. and say how filthy and everything
rap,
it is.
Rap's scary. What are they angry about? Why are they yelling? It's
literally,
like, what are you listening to?
They're saying the tempo of the song makes one okay and one not. They are the exact same. And we had Ariana Grande only like 2 years ago or whatever now singing, you know, I was walking side to side because she had, you know, such a rough flipping pancake session.
That's
the night
what
before.
It's about? Oh my God. I didn't even know what I was singing along to. Now I feel violated. Yeah, they went through more than 400 top Billboard songs between 2006 and 16 over that 10-year course, and they included different genres of hip-hop, pop, rock, country, R&B, heavy metal, and Mark for Violence, different things. And they found, yeah, rap and hip-hop songs were found to have the most frequent references when it comes to violent things and misogyny, but pop music contains similar levels of violent lyrics. Country music, where did that fall on the list? At the very, very bottom.
Good old country boys.
Now, if you're talking about heartbreak and, you know, your dog running away and stuff like that,
A-okay.
Chock full of it right there. Down, 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 down. You okay over there, Choppy Chop?
It's funny. It's true. Country music is very happy, and I love my sister and my brother.
I have yet to hear the song about the brother, but hey, maybe that's a new song coming out soon. That right there is Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show. I want to say good morning to you. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. If you don't already, follow us on social media, Instagram and Twitter. It's the same thing, at Joe and Alex Show. So a woman went online to kind of vent, sounds like, her frustrations or disappointment to explain how her new boyfriend refused to see her again. Now, I mean, there could be several reasons why, like, the reason I could think of why I wouldn't see a girl if I was dating her, it's like I found out, like, okay, she, like, has maybe something hidden that she didn't tell me up front. That could be, like, a deal breaker.
Sure. Peg leg or something.
Yeah, but actually, I'm into peg legs, so that would be totally fine. No, what happened here is he actually says, I'm not going to see you again, and you have catfished me. He thinks that she catfished him.
So they met online?
Yeah, which is common, yeah. He saw her without makeup, and he saw that she was covering up her acne scars. I guess she had really bad acne. And he's like, oh, man, you tried to fake me out. The 20-year-old woman said she had hormonal acne and tends to have breakouts on her cheeks and chin, which is not uncommon. She covered up the acne during the 6 dates that she went on with her boyfriend but decided to ditch the makeup for a weekend trip away with the friends. You know, it's like, okay, I'm tired of trying to, like, look my best for this. I'm just going to be who I am. I'm tired of hiding behind all this makeup and just I'm going to be what my acne is. The woman said afterwards he brutally dumped her because he suddenly didn't like her and she felt like he felt like she let him on. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Does this guy have a point that she kind of deceived him? All these dates?
Absolutely not. Do you know how many girls have fake hair, fake eyelashes, like fake everything? Like, I think that, I mean,
women are way more than guys will live. You have to admit this. Women definitely are way faker than men are.
Yeah, no, I agree with that 1,000%. Okay. But I'm saying that, like, in our day and age, people are deceiving people all the time with, like, what they actually look like. And I think that this is crazy, like, to break up with her, like, the first time he sees her without makeup. I feel like that is so brutal.
That's, like, my biggest fear. So I don't let a guy see me without makeup till, like, several days of dates.
See, and that's what I'm saying. So it was the same thing. Like, she went on 6 dates with this guy and wore makeup. And then when they went on a weekend trip, obviously she's not going to be wearing makeup around the clock. So he saw her without makeup and then he broke up with her.
I just think guys are salty because when they've got acne scars and stuff, they feel like they just have to, you know, put them out there.
Yeah, I mean,
you can wear foundation too if you really want to.
I guess guys could cover it up if they wanted to, but most guys are just like, oh, this is what I look like. Take me as what it is. I don't know. I wish women wouldn't be so fake, and I know you're going to yell at me saying, well, society forces them to. Well, I wish society wouldn't do that if that's the case, because I don't mind a girl wearing makeup, but I think most girls look pretty decent without makeup. Of course.
Lindsay isn't a big makeup wearer. Like, no. She doesn't wear a ton. I wear a ton.
You wear a ton. I don't think you need to. Sure, does Alex with and without makeup look different? Yeah, but
oh.
No, of course, but I think you look fine without it. Like, I don't think of, like, oh, God, what is that coming towards me? Please put makeup on it.
But realistically, though, here's what I think of myself. I feel like without makeup, I'm maybe a 4. And with that's makeup, I feel like I'm an 8.5.
You need to work on your self-confidence because that is insane.
You think I'm off base with that?
Makeup more than doubles what you are.
See, I feel like it does because I have, for some reason, and I was born with this, the veins, like how everybody has veins in their face, mine just so happen to be right under my eyes. So I constantly look like I have just giant dark circles because I have a vein that runs under my eyes.
You don't look like you constantly have circles, dark circles on your eyes. I definitely don't think that about you. There's supermodels like Taylor Hill's a supermodel, and she'll talk about her dark circles under her eyes, and those are pretty apparent. And I still think she looks gorgeous without makeup. Don't think they're as apparent as you think they are. Also, I think that you are hyper focusing on the veins and overthinking it in your head because everyone overthinks and everyone hyper focuses on their own physical flaws and think that they're way more apparent than they actually are.
Now, what do you think on the scale, Liv? Where do you think you are without makeup and where you are with?
I would say I'm not very good at doing my makeup. So like I don't think that there's like a giant difference.
Well, what's the number from what to what?
Oh gosh. I mean, I have really bad acne right now. I would say I'm probably like a 4.7 without makeup and probably like maybe a 6.8 with makeup.
I love working with women that think so lowly of themselves.
You think
this is
great.
Yeah, I think that you're closer together. I don't think that Liv compared to her and I, Joe, tell me if I'm wrong, I don't think that she looks as different without makeup than I do.
Without like, being a jerk, with all love, yes. Liv looks great with makeup, but I think you have natural beauty. I think you look good without it. But I like as far as who puts on more, Alex, you definitely have a dramatic difference from what you had before to what you do.
Yeah, my natural beauty comes in a tube.
And I think that honestly speaks to Alex's abilities with makeup.
It just means that you're prettier than me when it comes to it's just called being self-aware. It doesn't hurt me. Maybe when I was 16 this would have made me sad, but I just know it.
Alex, you're self-aware when it comes to your personality, but when it comes to your physical attributes, you are the most unself-aware person I've ever met in my entire life.
I know there are other girls that feel like they look drastically different with makeup. I would say the only thing about you that drastically changes with and without makeup is you are blonde naturally, so you don't see like any eyelashes on you when you have no makeup on, and then all of a sudden your eyes stand out more when you have mascara on because you have blonde lashes. Right.
Linda, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think about these two ugly women I work with?
Okay.
That was supposed to be a joke. Come on, nobody laughed. Awkward.
I actually just wanted to ask you guys if you had seen any of those videos, I think they're on YouTube, about ugly people wearing makeup. And when I say ugly, I mean like they're definitely not what you consider as even remotely pretty.
But they look totally different after putting on the makeup. I don't think I've seen that.
I haven't.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's insane. You can look it up, but I believe that it's like, I don't know if it's out of Korea or somewhere, but generally they're all Asians.
Are they calling themselves ugly? I'm confused. Or are you just calling them ugly?
No, I'm just saying that.
I think it's like
that was the title of
the video.
Oh, that's the title of the video. That's what I was asking. I wasn't sure if those were like the title of the videos or like if this girl was just like, oh, yeah, there's these nasty girls.
What do you think you are on a scale of 1 to 10 without makeup? And then what do you think you are on a scale of 1 to 10 with?
I would say probably 4 or 5 without makeup. Definitely 4 when I'm tired. And then with makeup, at least a 6, 7.
Okay.
Wow, women with the low scores on themselves. Interesting.
Do we
have any women that think they're at least an 8 something? I mean, I think I'm a 7 at times when I'm at my best. Most of the time, I'm like a 5.
In high school, my friend had blonde eyelashes like myself, and so she took black hair dye from Walmart and dipped her eyelashes in it. And then she woke up the next morning and all of her eyelashes had fallen out.
Oh, my word.
And so she had to wear, like, fake drugstore eyelashes for,
honey,
like, 3 months.
No. Oh, my word. She's trying to look like Snuffleupagus.
It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. 833-JOE-ALEX is our number. That's 833-563-2539. I want to know where the lucky people are at. What is the luckiest thing that has ever happened to you? I bring this up because, well, I want some Chinese food now. A fortune cookie led a Maryland man to a lottery win. The man said his cookie told him it was his lucky day. Well, that's never happened for a cookie before, now has it? Where it's like, hey, it's your lucky day. Every cookie says that. I mean, but apparently he acted on this one and it paid off. He later went that day to a gas station and he borrowed some money from his brother to buy a scratch-off ticket, which won him $100,000. That's pretty sweet.
Whoa. That is so sad that he had to borrow money just to buy a scratch-off.
Well, maybe he didn't have cash on him. Maybe he's not totally
Can
broke.
Can you not
but
buy it with a card?
A lot of places you can't use your card. Some places
okay,
will
maybe
you
maybe I prejudged use that.
No, but you could be right. Maybe that's just like, hey, I got no money, but can I borrow $2 for the scratch off? I'm feeling lucky.
Well, he
lucky.
Was feeling lucky, so I get it.
Well, he
it worked
did.
Worked out for him in the long run.
Scratched off $100,000. Him and his brother plan to go on some vacations and attend some professional soccer games. I guess they really enjoy soccer. So that's pretty lucky. $100,000. 833-JOE-ALEX. 833-563-2539. For me, I thought I was pretty lucky. It was not this past Christmas, but the one before our company Christmas party. We each got like $50 in casino gaming money, and then I brought like $150 with me myself, and I put it in there, so I had about $200 loaded on, and I was doing like $5 max bet at this like Wheel of Fortune little slot machine. I ended up hitting on like my sixth spin, like $30 in, and I won. Well, I still haven't talked about how much I won.
How much?
I really don't want to talk about
Why
it.
Why do you do that? It's so annoying. Like, literally just tell us.
It was
My
a lot.
My guess is $1,500.
It was a lot of money.
More or less than $1,000?
More.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the most I ever won. I've lost way more than that casinos in my life, but that was so lucky. I was like, I'm getting the hell out of here. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Like, as soon as everybody's like, where did Joe go? I'm like, I'm going to blow all this because I'm a gambling addict. So I got my money and I ran away. But I thought that was pretty lucky.
Yeah, that is. This story kind of reminds me a little bit of Kesha's story.
What's her story?
Kesha, when she very, very first came on the scene, I don't know if you remember this song, but she was on Sugar with Flo Rida.
I think like the background singer or something
like
that. Yeah, okay.
She was featured on the track.
Yeah.
And she talks about how that song was out. It was, you know, one of the top songs in the country. It was everywhere. And she was in a grocery store and they started playing it. And she was shopping, wondering if her card was going to work because she was that broke. She didn't even know if she had like a couple bucks to get something to eat.
Wow.
Meanwhile, her song is one of the top songs in the. But because of the deal she had signed or whatever, the contract, and only being a featured artist on it, she wasn't making like any money from that song. So it was just kind of weird. Everyone knew her and she still couldn't like afford to eat at that time. But now, of course, you know, well, she had some success and then that kind of got ruined by her producer, Dr. Luke or whatever, which is kind of sad. So
Not to repeat that, but I don't see anything that's lucky about that
well,
at all. That sounds
lucky.
Like terrible luck.
No, it's not lucky, but the idea of like being super broke, that's what I'm saying. But
okay. I was like, isn't she lucky she had a terrible producer that ruined her career? Michelle, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Pick us up from that. What do you got? What was your luck?
I was in a car accident, and luckily my seatbelt broke because the bottom part of my seat went into the dashboard, like completely in, and the back part of my seat went through the back window.
Oh, my gosh.
And so had it not broke, my body would have been cut in half.
Oh, my God.
I always wonder about stories like this. I remember, I'll never forget when Oprah was still a thing. She had a family on that, like, the entire wedding party or something like that died in a limousine crash because they were all wearing seatbelts and they were all decapitated or something.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but that stuff freaks me out.
We are ruining this lucky segment. I'm just throwing that out. This is terrible.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
CBS this morning showed more of the Gayle King interview with R. Kelly. Here's a part he got like super emotional again, talking about how he can't afford to pay child support. He's now been arrested for his lack of payment.
How can I pay child support? How? If my ex-wife is destroying my name and I can't work, how can I work? How can I get paid? How can I take care of my kids? How?
Your ex-wife
Use
says,
your common sense.
Your ex-wife says you abused her, Robert.
13 years being married.
He talked about getting married and his proposal and got emotional too.
I flew in on a helicopter.
Doing a helicopter.
Flew in on a helicopter.
Yes. Yes. Can somebody get us some tissue?
I don't want no tissue. I'm gonna leave.
No, you're doing well.
I flew in on a helicopter with a damn puppy, and I proposed to Drill, whom I was in love with, and told her, hey, look, I make mistakes. I'm not perfect. We got married, okay? We had three beautiful kids.
On a damn helicopter.
Oh, my gosh. The part about the puppy and then I don't want no damn tissue makes me laugh. I thought this was juicy. R. Kelly's former attorney, Ed Jensen, from his 2008 sexual abuse court case, is setting the record straight on his thoughts about him. He said he was guilty as hell, and he said, I don't think he's done anything inappropriate for years, but I'll tell you a secret as to why. I had him go to a doctor to get shots that were libido-killing shots. That's why, since 2008, he didn't get arrested for anything else, as far as, like, sexual abuse.
Who knows? And listen, I'm not saying this happens to
everybody. Oh, that guy, by the way, is on his deathbed. That's why he's saying all that. So that, to me, makes it more credible. He has nothing to lose. He's dying. So his attorney's like, you know what? He's guilty as hell. I gave him libido-killing shots so that he wouldn't rape anybody else.
I
don't know,
that's
man.
That's a pretty extreme accusation. That being said, though, you can say whatever you want. If you're going to die, what are they going to do?
That, right.
Let you die?
I mean, I just thought that was pretty juicy. Rapper T.I. is speaking out against the new documentary on HBO, Leaving Neverland, and he said that it was made with an agenda to destroy black culture. On his Instagram, T.I. went on to say that he feels like other alleged pedophiles in Hollywood need to be brought into the spotlight as well, just like what is happening with Michael Jackson now. He voiced his thoughts on an Instagram with a video saying, what was the point again? Destroy another strong black historical legend? There's several examples of pedophilia in American history. If y'all are going to pull up old crap, we got to examine Elvis Presley, Hugh Hefner, and a whole slew of others guilty of the same, if not more. But why us all the time? There's an agenda to destroy our culture.
Now listen, I'm a white man. I'm not a black man, so I don't know, you know, black culture. But I do know that where I look at it as, sure, Michael Jackson, one of the most iconic people representing black people of all time. I don't care if you're white or black. If you did something, you're a disgrace to the human race. Forget your color. It doesn't matter. Same thing with, like, Bill Cosby.
Right.
Like, I know people look up to him and they hold him high. If you do something creepy, you do it wrong, like, they should be called out. And I'm sure all those other people they're mentioning, if they're guilty, they should be investigated, too. They should all lose what they've had. Like,
yep.
I don't think it matters either way.
Yep.
I don't think it's just a tearing black people down thing. If it is, then those people are just racist themselves.
Talk radio host Howard Stern. Joe and I love Howard Stern.
Oh,
I don't love
Howard
all
Stern.
Or agree with all the content he does, but I do appreciate him as the king of all media. He spoke out about Chris Cornell's death, saying that he doesn't think Cornell took his own life. He said he didn't kill himself, by the way, if you just want to know. No way. No way a good-looking guy like that who can sing like this and play guitar is going to kill himself. There's no way. Impossible. He then joked that his producer actually was responsible for his death.
So is he just kidding or does he really think that?
I don't know, but I will say, first of all, I think obviously he is a dark sense of humor. He's when he's joking about his producer.
He has a lot of satire, yeah.
Yeah, but as far as like his death being like possibly not suicide, a lot of people think that because there's rumors that Chris Cornell knew about a lot of these Hollywood pedophile rings and that he was about to expose it, and so they killed him. So that's a rumor. His family maintains that it was suicide. But anyway, I just thought that was interesting that Howard Stern said that. And Taraji P. Henson and Ed Helms are set to star in the Netflix action comedy Coffee and Kareem, which I think is a cute name. The story centers on a cop in Detroit who reluctantly teams up with his girlfriend's 11-year-old son to clear his name and take down the city's most ruthless criminal. Ed Helms will also produce the movie for the streaming service. I cannot wait for this. I love Taraji, and I freaking love Ed Helms. I mean, Hangover, The Office.
That just sounds like an awesome radio show name. Like, if I was black and you were white, we should
Coffee
totally
and Kareem.
Coffee and Kareem in the morning.
Coming up in less than an hour, what Gayle King? We talked about, you know, some more about what R. Kelly was saying, but what was Gayle King really thinking during that interview? She revealed that. That's also juicy. She's a very freaky girl.
Show Friday. We do it every Friday here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and it's your chance to kind of share what makes you a little freaky, a little weird, whatever that might be. We want to hear about it. You can always email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. You can send us a DM on Twitter and Instagram, @JoeAndAlexShow, or you can call in at 833-JOE-ALEX. Hayden, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show today for Freak Show Friday. So what's your story? What makes you a freak?
Yeah, all right. Well, first of all, I'm excited to share this on International Women's Day.
There you go. See? Yeah, Liv the Web Girl, the biggest feminist on the show, totally forgot about it. I'm glad us guys are remembering. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. You're so annoying. Yeah.
So, Hayden, you do something, speaking of women, your email that you sent us said you wanted to share something with us that you do to pick up women at the bars or when you're out. What is it?
Yeah, and actually my friends were the ones begging me to call you guys and tell you my technique for picking up these girls, man. So I got the idea from a Parks and Recreation episode.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw that episode where Aziz Ansari's character Tom, he gives out copies of his house key.
Yeah.
To random girls. So
sounds like a bad idea. I've never seen it, but that doesn't sound like it's a good idea.
Yeah, so kind of got the idea from there. So what I do, I probably make about 40 copies of my house key a month, and I give those babies out like business cards.
To chicks that you don't know?
Well, I get to know them, and then I give them the key.
Explain that process.
Yes, okay. So it was like a joke on the show, but I actually, it worked in real life a couple times, right? So this is how it works, right? So basically, I'm out talking to a girl, talk to her for a while. If she seems relatively normal and she's a bangable Betty, as I like to call them.
A bangable Betty?
Bangable Betty. That sounds like a
nice
sex
bangable
doll.
Betty.
Okay.
I'll pull out my key ring and I'll say something like, I've never really done this and this might be a little forward, but I can't imagine anything better than cuddling with you and talking some more, right? Something sweet like that, right? I take that key off the ring, I hand it to her, and girls are usually like, wait, is this your house key? And I'm like, yeah, it's crazy, but I just got this feeling like I've known you forever, and I trust you, and I'd love for you to come over anytime.
And they take you up on it?
They take me up on it, right? Then I take their phone, and I put my address in their phone, I walk away, and I'll tell you what, this actually ended up working, worked out twice, sort of, right? So the first time, girl comes over and she shows up real early the next morning, right? I'm laying in my bed,
that's
I wake
creepy.
Up to her, she's tapping me on the shoulder, she wakes me up, right? And I just try to keep my cool, you know, I'm like, hey, how are you, come on in, right? She gets in bed with me, we bump uglies for a little bit, and then she walks out, right?
Okay, so I guess that was successful.
Yeah, it was pretty successful. You know, it was a little weird, but it was successful, right? So, but the second time was definitely not as cut and dry, right? This girl showed up one day while I was out working, right? I wasn't even home when she showed up. I come home, she moved all of her stuff into my house.
Whoa!
So you got like a hoarder now, or somebody who's bringing all their stuff in there? They're taking over your property,
like her furniture and everything.
No, not a friend. Well, actually, let me rewind that. So when I say all of her stuff, it was more like one suitcase, really, because I don't know. I guess evidently she was homeless or something.
Oh my gosh,
she scored
the opportunity. She set up shop right in the house. Right, I couldn't even get her to leave. It was like 9 days she was there.
Oh my gosh, how did you end up getting her to leave? She was there for 9 days.
She was there for 9 days, right? So I had to finally like call the cops and say, "Hey, I'm going to get the cops here." And then she left, you know, but she, I don't know. She didn't steal anything or anything, but which was good. But
yeah, I guess so.
I don't know. I like my technique. I honestly think I'm probably going to end up meeting my wife doing this. You know,
what?
It's eventually got to work out, you know.
Or you're going to be killed. Somebody's going to, like, rob you and kill you and tie you up.
Listen, Hayden, I don't think that girls are into that. Liv the Web Girl, I don't know about you, but, like, if a guy handed me his house key at a bar and was like, hey, you know what, I feel like I've known you forever, I trust you, come on by anytime, I would be like, heck no, techno, get out of here.
If someone did that to me, I would literally drop it into his drink and walk away.
No, wow. I don't think you would. I think you'd like it.
Hayden, I kind of agree with you. I think these girls are like playing it off a different way, but I think they might be interested at least to go check it out. But
no
way. That seems so dangerous as a woman. Like, you'd have to go with other girlfriends because I think they're going to bring you to the house, tie you up, and then they're going to kill you and rape you.
Yeah, I cannot believe that. Something terrible would happen. I can't believe you have not been robbed. That's literally going to happen in a matter of time. But 833-JOE-ALEX, that's 833-JOE-ALEX. Call us and tell us, would Hayden's pickup line or pickup trick work on you? Because I'm telling you right now, hell to the no. Right now.
I wonder if any guys have tried this too, because I didn't realize this. What did you say? It was a Park and Rex episode?
Yeah.
I guess I need to watch it, because it sounds like great dating advice. All right, 833-JOE-ALEX. Hayden, great. Can you hang on?
Yeah.
All right, ladies, would this work for you? Come on, be honest. We're not going to judge you. I can't imagine it is, but if it does, that's awesome. I have to start trying. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. All right, Hayden didn't say if his house is pink or not, but if you just missed Freak Show Friday, Hayden told us, yeah, I got this dating thing I saw off an episode of Park and Rex, and what I do is I got like 30 or 40 keys, and I hand them out to women that I think, you know, are pretty hot. What did he call them? Something Betty's?
He said anyone that's a bangable Betty is getting a house key.
You get a key. You get a key. You get a key. Now, it's worked out sometimes. Other times, it's been pretty bad. What are we getting on our social media as far as people's thoughts on this? Do they think, hey, what a great idea? I think it's a terrible idea because somebody's going to end up robbing them or killing them.
Devin said, ha, 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 I don't trust your judgment, homie. You giving a woman you just met your house keys? Nah, that's irresponsible.
Ooh.
And then Tiffany on Twitter said, honestly, I like this. It shows that he's open and honest and ready for something serious.
Are you kidding me right now?
Hold on.
Kidding me.
Kelsey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, 833-JOE-ALEX. What do you think? Would this be kind of a good idea for you getting that Betty Bang key?
I would definitely go.
Are you serious?
I am. Well, I'm kind of weird anyway because I'm really obsessed with Jeffrey Dahmer. So you want to get killed.
You are obsessed with Jeffrey Dahmer and you want to be killed.
Well, I mean, if I was going to be killed, that's the way I'd want to go.
Is this real? Is this a real call right now?
Yes, it is. And this is my second time on the radio. I called like back in October and you guys made fun of me because I said it was like the 10 and 5 game. And I said that Jason's mom was a killer, and you guys laughed at me.
Well, listen, Kelsey, obviously you're radio gold, so we want you to keep calling.
Yeah,
but
we should have a special number for you to call into.
I am shooketh right now. You may need to have your own Freak Show Friday, so you need to contact
us. Yeah, Kelsey, do you want to be on the show next week? What do you got going on? Because I feel like you are definitely a freak.
I mean, it's really just Jeffrey Dahmer. Like, I even have a coffee cup with his picture on it.
All right. Well,
this might be the first time in my radio career that I have genuinely been at a loss for words.
Yeah, what the heck was that?
If you don't know who Jeffrey Dahmer is, if you're like 10 years old or something, he was a serial killer in the 90s who took men and drilled into their skulls, made them zombies, poured acid into their brains, and kept them around.
Wow, all right. Breakfast warning.
So,
Desiree, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
She's into that. Desiree, what do you think about what she just said?
Well, I mean, I have a friend that does the exact same thing.
He gives out his house keys?
Yes, I actually have one of his house keys. And, I mean, I use it just randomly. Just like if I need to go and use the bathroom randomly and I'm near his house, I use it. Or I need groceries. I use it. I mean, I don't sleep with them, but, I mean, I use his house key.
I don't understand. So he just keeps extra spare keys on them and hands them out to chicks?
Yeah, I mean, for him, it's more of a, like, I guess, good Samaritan kind of thing. But, I mean, if he finds a girl that he thinks is a bangable Betty, then, yeah. Why not?
You've got to be kidding me that this is a real thing that multiple people are cool with and multiple people are doing.
You know what? I think we took a lot out of this today. I think the biggest thing we need to remember is hashtag bangable Betty. That's the big takeaway from this. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, 833-JOE-ALEX, to join in the conversation. Hey, parents, or maybe it's just something you do if you're a person in the working field that has a potty mouth, Liv, but you can't, you know, swear because you'll get fired, Liv. So, what word do you use instead of a cuss word? 833-JOE-ALEX. Maybe it's a phrase, too. 833-563-2539. These are, I guess, the most 10 popular in a recent survey. Ooh. People, words they used instead of actual swear words. Yeah, go ahead and guess. What do you think someone has said? Like, one thing.
Chicken lips.
No. Chicken lips. No, that is not one of the top 10. Do you have any other guesses?
Fooey.
No, where are you getting your replacement cuss words from? Cartoons?
I guess.
Rats?
Rats. What are we doing?
Rats.
I've never heard anybody say, "Oh, rats," except for like Charlie Brown or something.
My mom won't say, "Oh my God." My mom says, "Oh my stars."
How does she like always remember to say, "Oh my stars"? Because like, I guess in theory that could work if you thought like, "Oh, I'm really mad. Oh my stars." But in the situation, I just would say it. You guys are guessing a lot of good things, and we'll hear from you, 833-JOE-ALEX, the word or phrase you use, you know, when you don't want to swear in front of your kids, or maybe you're at work and you can't do something. Number one, they said on there, "What the frog?" I've never heard anybody say "what the frog" before.
I've never heard that in my life. I've heard "what the fudge."
Sugar.
Oh my gosh, I thought you were going to actually say
I know. I was like, don't do a God. Live.
What the fudge?
My butt's puckering right now. Instead of saying the S word, they say sugar.
Never heard that either.
Yeah,
me either. These are not right. These are not real.
I've heard a spit. Like, I don't give a spit. You know, instead of the actual swear word. Oh, muck. Who said "oh, muck"?
Definitely not
that. What are we, like, muck? Shrek?
Not one of these. Not any of these are turning out to be real.
Okay, what about this one for the S word? Shiitake mushrooms.
I've heard that.
Okay. Mother smucker.
Definitely not that.
See, now I'm afraid I'm going to swear.
I've heard Mother Nature.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah.
When
I was homeschooled, this kid that was a little bit older than me, he would say that.
Some other ones on there. Oh, ship. Bull spit. I'm afraid I'm going to swear.
I know. You guys are scaring me.
You better
me.
Let me know if I swear. Fire truck. See, like, those don't sound good. Like, I think I swore there.
Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to type our phone number on Twitter, and when you said fire truck, I typed 833-JOE-TRUCK.
It's 833-JOE-ALEX. All right, let's go to the phones this morning. 833-563-2539. Russell, the love muscle, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you say?
I'd say son of a biscuit-eating bulldog.
Wow.
That's cute.
Is that like a family tradition, or where'd you come up with that?
I don't even remember. It's just one of those things that I've always said.
Okay, cool. Hey, thank you for calling in, Russell. 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. Susanna, you are on the Joe and Alex Show. What word do you say instead of saying a swear word? Susanna, you got to turn your radio down and talk to me, my wonderful voice. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
There we go. Susanna, what word do you say?
Sit. S-I-T.
Oh, my God. Okay.
That just made me nervous.
Poor chap. You're scaring me over here, man. Okay.
I thought of something else I do say. I don't like to say Jesus Christ, like, in a negative way.
Why did you just say it?
So I say cheese and rice. I do that.
Oh,
and
thank goodness.
Yeah, I also say Judas Priest, the band.
Oh.
I do that a lot. Somebody else tweeted us and said, "My curse word replacement is fart."
Okay.
Instead of the F word, they just say fart.
Mother farter. All right, Susanna, thank you for sit. We appreciate that. Caitlin is on the Joe and Alex Show. Instead of swearing, what word do you say?
You know how you can say, like, "Oh my God, today was such a cluster F"?
Yes.
Instead, I say today was such a cluster bang. That's what we say in my house.
Oh. I might do that because I always complain if I don't feel like we had a good show. I'm like, "Oh, today's show was a cluster F." I'm like, "Oh, you know what, Alex? Today was a cluster bang."
Yeah, I just stop it at clusters. I'll just say, "Ugh, what a cluster." That's all.
Yeah, no, cluster bang.
Doesn't cluster bang sound like a weather person? They're like, "Today's forecast is there's a high pressure cluster bang coming through." It's going to bang everything. Hey, Caitlin, thank you for calling in this morning.
As a college frat boy.
Yeah. Shakira, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What up?
Hi.
What do you say instead of swearing?
So I say, "What in a French toast sticks and butterballs?"
All right, where are these butterballs coming from?
That's so extra.
I, I don't know. I'm a little extra.
I like it. I like it. It's cute.
Now Shakira's got me all hungry for some French toast and some butter balls.
Good. Take me with you when you go.
All right. Thank you, Shakira, for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Angie, you're on the show. What do you say you replace a swear word with what?
I have a my best friend. Instead of saying the S word, she will say poop sticks and gravy.
And she remembers that all the time, or did she ever slip up and swear?
Nope, she says it all the time.
Wow.
Still to this day.
Discipline.
That is, because I feel like I am such a bad, like, I don't swear on the radio. I never have. Knock on wood. But, like, in my real life, I'm a trucker. I'm not proud of it. I got to check myself. But I don't think I can remember those.
So this is a fun story that we've never told on the air before. Never before heard behind the scenes Joe and Alex show juicy scoop. So one time we had a meeting and it was
I don't know if we want to talk about this, do we?
I think we should. I think it's funny.
Don't say the name.
I won't say the name.
Yeah, you were in the meeting. It was the most awkward thing ever. Okay. Hey, by
was
the way.
He?
It might have. Thanks for all your calls. If you can't get through, take this please to our social media. Caitlin and Kristen, thank you for on hold. We got to move on with that at Joe and Alex Show. But go ahead. Let's wrap it up with this story.
So we had a meeting because we have a sales department because you can like buy commercials and advertising and sponsorships to be a part of our show, right? So we have to like have these meetings to powwow with our sales department here at the radio station. And this a few months ago, we had one, and in the middle of Joe talking, he dropped like 6 F bombs, and this guy that works for our sales department, I love him, but he was so offended by Joe swearing. And what did he say? He got mad at
him. Oh,
he
got mad that I was swearing, like as if I was in church saying like JC all day or something.
He said like something like, well, you know what I think? I don't think you have to swear. And the room was silent and you could cut the tension with a freaking knife.
I don't think I was there for that.
And the thing that was so awkward was that Joe and I did not know if he was kidding, like being sarcastic, or if he was genuinely offended, so I tried to make a joke and move on, and the whole rest of the meeting, he was giving Joe the dagger eyes.
Yeah, it was just straight up.
It was so awkward. So Joe torpedoed that entire meeting.
It sucks because I lost an endorsement. Oh, wait. Okay. What's up, poor chap?
Yeah, I was going to say, you're lucky you still have a job here, man.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? They're lucky they got me. This is interesting, but even more than that, it is disturbing. The fact that producer Porkchop admits that he does this, then he claims that he's not alone. There's probably other people that do this too. Now listen, I think you could be on Freak Show Friday if you actually admit to doing this, but call us at 833-JOE-ALEX. If you're a person that actually is willing to admit that you put these two together, what are those two things? Milk and Coke. Yes, this is a real combination. It's been on Twitter now for, I think, 2 or 3 days. We keep on seeing it trending on there about milk Coke, and it's people that like to combine pop, Coke, and milk, like 2% or whatever it is. Maybe it's whole milk. And they're like, oh, it's really good. That is the most disgusting sounding thing. And I eat pretty much anything, Alex. You know me. I have a strong stomach, but no thank you.
That is seriously sick and vile. I would like you, if you do this, to please be arrested, actually.
Yeah, actually.
I'd call the police.
It's at least a felony.
Well, hold on here. If you think about it, it's really not that weird. And I kind of do this.
Okay.
What?
First of all, disturbed that you do this, but how is it not weird? Try to explain this one away.
Have you ever had a Coke float?
No.
You don't know what a Coke float... Wait, what? Breaking news. Joe has never had a Coke float.
I have never had a Coke float.
I'm sure he's had a root beer float.
Oh, no. Root beer float is delicious. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's
literally
normal.
Okay, wait. What? Y'all are crazy. Listen to what you're saying.
Root beer.
Root beer and milk is okay, but Coke and milk is not okay?
Because milk is different than ice cream.
True.
No, it's not.
Root beer already has vanilla flavoring in it.
Oh,
it's already
Like,
Coke is just, it's different.
You've never heard of Coke vanilla? It's really good.
Yes, but we're talking about plain Coke and plain milk.
Same
not
thing.
Vanilla Coke, not Ew. Ice cream.
It's Ew. The same thing. You've never had it?
No, it's not. 833-JOE-ALEX. You are sick in so many ways. 833-563-2539. Porch is like, breaking news. Joe has never had a Coke and milk root beer float. Oh, gosh. Breaking news this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show.
That is seriously so vile, is it not?
No, I think it's so gross. But my dad told me the other day at brunch that he's been eating mayonnaise and peanut butter sandwiches.
Oh my
Stop.
God.
Yes,
what is your mom doing to
with
him?
Peanut butter.
That's a cry for help.
I
it
know.
Is.
I know. I was like, that is so. He said, what do you think about this? Like, I eat mayonnaise and peanut butter sandwiches are really good. And I said, I'm actually like extremely offended right now that you even said that to
disgusting.
Me.
There's an episode of The Office where Michael is sad after a breakup and he's in his break room at his work eating mayonnaise and olives and said, I'm pretending it's ice cream because I'm sad.
God. John, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's going on here?
Hey, so I just wanted to say, I'm pretty sure when you drink Coke and milk, like together, mixed with the stomach acid in your stomach, it literally gets solid and turns into like little rocks.
Oh,
ew.
That's disgusting. So instead of like kidney stones, pork chops producing something else he's got to get rid of.
Oh my God, you are not going to believe what somebody just messaged us on Twitter.
What did they message us?
They said that they like to take milk and Coke, put it in a bowl, like a cereal bowl, and warm it up in the microwave and eat it.
I'm not kidding. I'm not a gag.
No.
They said they call it sugar soup.
No. I love me some Coca-Cola. But warm Coke by itself, like room temperature,
disgusting. No, it's like heated up in the microwave
Alex,
with
please
milk.
Stop. Oh, I'm going God. To actually throw up.
Amy's on
kidding.
The Joe and Alex show. Amy, what do you think about this Coke milk combo?
Oh, man, I'm 34 years old, and my dad has been giving us what we call the brown cow, which is a Coke float, Coke and milk, since we were kids.
And milk together?
Yes, it is so good, but you have to do the milk first and then the Coke, or else the foam on top gets kind of gross.
That's so foul.
Oh, Amy, I'm so worried about what your farts smell like.
Oh, no, my boys love it. I have three boys, a 15-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 5-year-old, and they love their brown cows.
Oh my gosh, dude. Oh my gosh. Somebody else now just tweeted us and said the sugar soup thing is real. My wife and I make ours in a crock pot.
Oh my God. We have some weird listeners.
A crock pot.
Ew, seriously.
They're warming it up like chili and eating it like soup in a bowl with a spoon. Coke and milk.
Is it Julanne?
Yes.
Hey, what do you do or what do you think?
So I've never had Coke and milk together, but I moved to Indianapolis from South Carolina, and putting peanuts in your Coke is a huge thing.
Why?
I have never heard of that. Why would people put peanuts in Coke?
I don't know. I've never tried it because I think that it just looked foul, but it's a huge thing. And like, it has to be like the old classic glass bottles. Like, you'll see people like just walking around with like a handful of peanuts floating in their bottle of Coke.
No, the idea of taking a drink of something that's liquid and then all of a sudden having a chunk in it makes me gag.
If it's not a milkshake and not chocolate chips or like Oreos, I am out.
All right. Well, hey, I appreciate you, Julianne, for listening and everybody else too, but I usually, now I sound like Alex, but if you do that, please don't listen to the show anymore.
I'm honestly
just throwing that out there because that is so important. Jeff, you're off the show.
You're not allowed to listen to us if you do that.
I'm bringing in Coke floats tomorrow.
No.
Good.
Well,
I won't
good.
Be
what,
here.
Yeah, none of us will be here.
Would you do the sugar soup?
Of course.
Ugh.
I'm not joking. My mouth is salivating like I'm going to throw up.
If we do a Joe and Alex show cookbook, there will only be two things in it. One, how to make chicken nuggets. And two, pork chops, how to make sugar soup recipe.
That sounds like a bestseller. This story is amazing and it's so sweet. It involves an Arkansas high schooler doing something for one of his good friends. Listen to this kid.
For years, Brandon Quells would become exhausted using his manual wheelchair to get to class. Tanner Wilson decided that needed to change.
Hey, what's going on?
High school senior Brandon Quells knows a thing or two about passing period because roaming the hallways is now his favorite pastime.
It's awesome. I may hit a few doors, but it's worth it.
But getting around wasn't always this easy for Brandon.
I was using a wheelchair. It was like I could, like, my arms would get, like, really tired.
That's when Tanner Wilson decided to step in.
He's just been a really good friend, and I wanted to do him a favor.
Tanner saved up enough money to buy Brandon his own electric wheelchair.
I just felt like I needed to do it, and I wanted to.
His teacher capturing the moment on video when Tanner surprised him during class this week.
And then they came in, my face just blew up. I was crying everywhere. It was wow, I can't believe he did that for me.
I mean, isn't that so sweet and so amazing that the kid did that?
Yes, Feel Good Friday.
I love that.
It was worth it.
Tanner says it took him working a part-time job for 2 years to save up.
2 years.
Stop.
I can't even save up to buy my wife an anniversary gift.
Shut your precious mouth right now.
This high schooler working his butt off 2 years in a row to do this.
Well, Brandon, he's just always been there for me.
I did not know he was saving up. It's been my dream just to have one of these, and he made my dream come true.
And Brandon's chair is already decked out.
One of our teachers here, Miss Ray, she did that for me.
So when he came in, I said, oh, Brandon, you've got to have some flames on there because you're going to be buzzing down these halls in no time. I just...
We gotta get you some truck nuts too. Vroom, vroom. Hanging off the back.
Went home and made him some flames. I asked him what colors.
It's got my favorite color on it, orange and everything.
Tanner says saving up the money was the least he could do.
I wish people would care more about others than just themselves.
Because seeing Brandon smile is priceless.
Everybody's asked, he's asked me, was it worth it? Was it worth it? Yeah, 100%.
I'm not the best driver, Tanner. Not yet, anyway.
Oh, stop! I'm gonna cry!
I know! But they're good cry tears, right?
Who is this boy's parents? I want to know. I want you to write a freaking parenting book. I'm gonna memorize every word because I want my kid to turn out even half as good as yours did.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ooh, girl, Gayle King was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, says she's been getting a lot of calls about her R. Kelly interview that she did. In fact, she revealed something kind of cool. Somebody very famous called her to talk to her about it backstage while she was at The Late Show.
You had this amazing interview with R. Kelly.
Yes, can I just tell you what happened to me backstage?
Just
in
now?
The green room, Elton John called me. In the green room, I pick up the phone. I pick up the phone. He goes, Gayle? It's Elton here. I went, Elton John? Hi, Elton. He said, and he was calling to talk about the R. Kelly interview. I thought that was so nice that he called.
That is so nice.
Yeah, just now.
She also talked about how she was able to keep her composure during the R. Kelly interview, even when he stood up and was like freaking out on top of her.
When I see Robert getting really upset, and he stands out of his seat, my initial reaction is, oh God, please don't leave. We've seen him storm out of interviews before. So I thought he was gonna do that. And I was thinking, what can I do to save this interview? So I decided if I sit there quietly, make eye contact with him. You know what it's like when you're upset and somebody says, calm down, you go, I am calm. I figured that that would make it even worse. So I thought if I just sit there quietly, looking at him, he would know I'm not going anywhere and I'll just wait for you to finish whatever this is and then you'll sit back down in the seat.
Gail's so right about that. Like with my wife and I tell her to calm down, does not work.
Never works.
Never.
Do not do that. The Jonas Brothers joined James Corden for the Late Late Show's Carpool Karaoke segment. The trio just released their much anticipated comeback single, Sucker, which all my friends are obsessed with. I feel like I'm the only one that doesn't like it.
I love it. Love, 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 love it. And the video is so dope.
Everyone is talking about it. It is a massive song. I'm sure that if we're not already, we will be very soon playing it on Radio Now.
I have a very hot take. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Kevin Jonas is now hot.
Wow. He was not before.
No, he was disgusting. Even when he had a TV show with his wife on E! Not cute. Kevin Jonas had a glow up. He is hot now.
Okay, so listen to this. They talked about all kinds of things. One of them being their early rise to fame on Disney Channel. They talked about what led to their breakup and what it was like being ridiculed for wearing purity rings when they were teenagers. Apparently, they had to go to therapy after the band broke up.
You know, we did some very necessary healing because you know when things ended it wasn't the best
forced therapy.
What does that entail?
We wrote down questions in a bowl and had to pick them out, like, why do you think the band ended? What do you think your role in it was?
Yeah, everyone just goes, well, why did the band end? I think it was Nick.
I broke the band up, but I got them back together.
It's true. It was a full redemptive story.
They also talked about their purity rings that they used to wear.
Who took their ring off first? Kevin? No way, you dirty dog.
Did you really?
Yeah.
And then how do you break that to the rest of the band? Do you come in and say, guys, I am no longer pure?
No. He says, Halo's gone.
Yeah.
There was no ceremony of not being pure.
A man who was previously arrested for stalking Taylor Swift was arrested for breaking into her Manhattan apartment this week. The alleged break-in occurred around 2 a.m. and no one was home at the time, thank goodness. He faces charges of stalking, burglary, illegal entry, criminal mischief, criminal contempt, and possession of burglary tools. The same guy was previously arrested in April of last year for breaking into her apartment, taking a shower, and then sleeping in her bed.
You can't let people like this out. Like, when they do, like, this is the second or third time, you can't. Like, you gotta find a way to put him away forever.
But doesn't that just make you really feel bad for her?
I do. I mean, I always give you crap just to make you mad, but yeah, I feel terrible for Taylor Swift or any artist which has this constant threat of a stalker, and it's not like they just want to say hi, like, they don't know. They could kill them.
I would feel so violated and grossed out and scared. I just can't even imagine.
I mean, like, I want somebody to kind of stalk me, but not that severely. You know what I mean? Like, care about me a little.
Yeah,
but
like, we want a little bit of attention, but, like, not that much. Damn.
Yeah, I mean, geez, back it up.
Democrats and Republicans, we're getting political on the show.
No. We can't get political. You know that.
Well, they found another thing to debate over, and this time it's Nickelback. While in a debate over the Democrats' H.R. 1 bill, which would overhaul voting, campaign finance, and ethics laws, the Democratic representative compared the want for the vote provision, which was 4 to 77,000, to the amount of people who say Nickelback is their favorite band.
77,000 people did comment. Only four wanted to keep this provision out of 77,000. That's probably about the percent of people who think Nickelback is their favorite band in this country. It's pretty low. Nickelback's your favorite band. I apologize to the gentleman.
Why would you criticize one of the greatest bands of the 90s?
Wow. All right. One more reason why there's a difference between Democrats and Republicans clearly found on the floor of Congress today.
Yeah, the Republican did not stand for that.
My colleague from Wisconsin, I know he did not mean to offend the many, many thousands upon thousands of Nickelback fans in his district in Wisconsin. I'll stand here to save you from doing that and have to face the political consequences at the ballot box. And yes, I actually do have a Nickelback song on my running playlist that I listen to on a regular basis.
You know what? For the first time in my voting life, I'll be voting blue in 2020 if the Republican Party is advocating for butt rock. I'm just kidding. I would never vote blue.
Of course.
That's the garbage. Black chain with a bedroom in
it. Gonna join the Mile High Club. Come on, Chad Kroger. Sing it. I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. My star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James. I expect you all to sing when the chorus comes in, too.
Nope. My ears are already bleeding. I'm gonna trade this life for
fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair. Here we go. Come on. Cause we all just wanna be
big rock stars. Living hilltop buses, driving 16 cars. The girls come easy and the
drugs come cheap. I'm leaving.
Wait, no, come, Liv, come back. This right here is what I would say is creepy as hell. But I think Liv's like, no, it's cool, man. No big deal. 833-JOE-ALEX. It's 833-563-2539. Is looking someone up at your job, like if you have access to it, is that cool? It's okay? Or is that like really creepy? I bring this up because, well, there's a story about Liv we'll get to in a second, but this was in the news. A former police officer in Bradenton, Florida, used his department's database to get women's personal info. Since 2012, the man used the database to look up several hundred women. That right there is pretty scary.
That sounds highly illegal.
Yeah, but that's something that Liv the Web Girl
uses her boyfriend to help her with, and she's done on her own.
Okay, yes. So here's the thing. I think it's creepy for a cop to do it because they can look up way, way, way more information than that. So I used to work at a gym at my college, and I had access to people's files. Like, I could search their name and see their address, their date of birth. A lot of times it was to figure out like how old people were, because I'm like, if they're a freshman, hell no. But like, if they're a junior, then like, okay.
You guys.
Yeah.
I have a confession.
Yeah. Okay, what's your confession?
I actually, to a certain extent, might have done something like this.
Oh my, why do I work with some of the weirdest people in the world? Like, I've worked so hard to be normal. What?
So I was working at Papa John's, And one of the New York Jets players came in. His name is Calvin Pace. And then when he left, I was like, wait a minute. He ordered online. So it's got like all this information. I looked up his address, and me and my friends drove by his house.
Oh my God.
I never drove by the people's house. That's creepy.
No, Liv has a boundary, and you broke it.
The coolest, biggest house.
Well, yeah, I bet. But see, here's the thing. I think it's human nature. If you have access to that kind of stuff, you're going to do it.
It's illegal. You should not be doing it.
You cannot tell me that if you were single and you worked at a gym and
you saw hot
guys.
If I was single.
Yeah. Well,
she is
single,
so.
You know what? Too soon.
I'm sorry. You would do this too. And here's the thing. It's like this same thing. Yes, it's creepy. I will say, yes, I'm creepy, but I'm also creepy when I stalk people on Instagram, and everyone stalks people on Instagram.
True. Mm-hmm.
And that's creepy. That's weird.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the fact that you're willing to admit that you would break the law, because this right person,
I don't think
this
that
person
I was
left
the
department. You are, though, because here's the part of the story, Liv, and this is why I brought it up to your attention, because I hate how often we have to remind Liv that things that she does in her life are usually illegal and could get her in trouble, which is about once a month, it seems like now. But they're saying the officers looked into the incident. They found he was looking at the women's info. He resigned in October, but the department said he would have been fired if he still worked there. As a matter of fact, the FBI is looking into it. It's illegal.
Yeah, no,
so whether you're a cop, where you live the web girl at the library. Why do you justify what you do? Like, you're okay.
There's a difference between being a cop and looking up all of their background, all of their history, all of their like files and like, I don't know, like the arrests and stuff like that.
Records.
Their records unprompted. They can look into it way more. And also, I didn't take an oath. I'm pretty sure cops take an oath. I didn't take an oath.
So you're out for protection. It's like, well, I didn't take an oath.
Kind of.
It's okay.
My sister actually worked in the advising office at her college, and the mail guy would come in and like drop off the mail, and they would like kind of like flirt and stuff like that. And she thought he was really, really cute. And so she looked up his information.
Oh, so this runs in the family.
Advising office. But now they're married. married. It worked.
Here's the thing. I've never used my job. I've never had a job where I was able to like look people
that
up.
That is the key.
So I haven't had that. If I did, probably would do
exactly.
it. Because
anyone would.
Here's what's going on right now as we're speaking. I am texting one of my girlfriends. Currently, she's at home and doing a background check on Hot Baby for me.
Oh, my God.
See?
The guy you've been talking to for 4 days.
Yep.
What's the difference? That's not illegal.
It's juicy, though. I hope something comes
I'm about to Venmo her money to unlock some records to get some info.
Oh, do it! Do it!
Dummy!
What?
Okay, I was wondering if anybody would answer to it.
That's right. Dummy of the day.
That's right. Time for your dummy of the day. Please, people in the back. Sing this time.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
I guess a little parental advisory if you're listening to this right now or if you check out the podcast later to search for the Joe and Alex Show. A woman caught her husband cheating on her. She found out. Any idea how she figured out that her man was a cheating on her?
She hid in the bushes with binoculars, Kim K style.
That, Alex, is not correct. I'm kidding. Oh. I was being a jerk.
She had a STD.
I don't know. Maybe. No, nothing to do with that. Poor chap, do you want to round it out here? We got bushes, we got STDs.
She found someone else's lingerie on the ground.
No, she actually saw her husband starring in a gay porno.
Whoa! Why was she watching that?
Well, she said that she saw him still wearing the wedding ring in the video. The woman was watching gay porn, she says, while her husband was sleeping, and that's when she saw the video.
I have so many questions.
Yeah, wait, why was she watching
gay porn? But aren't women into different things? Like maybe
But would a straight woman be into watching that?
I mean, there's two swords instead of one.
Maybe, like, I know straight guys are into watching two girls. Maybe some girls are
you?
No. Maybe some girls are into watching two guys. I'm not, but I mean, we've heard weirder stuff.
I mean, it makes sense, like you brought up, because guys are like, oh yeah, girls are kissing and making out. Why wouldn't a woman want to see two dudes?
I mean, what are the odds of this? Here's what I think. I don't think she was innocently just pillaging through some dirty websites and came across this video or whatever, because that doesn't make any sense. Like, I just feel like that doesn't make sense. A straight chick actively searching out those videos to watch them. I think she had a feeling that he was into dudes, and so she was, and maybe that he was doing dirty movies, and so she was looking for him.
So wait, she made it her goal. She's like, I have to watch every gay male porn video I can tonight.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's a lot of investment. That's something Alex would do. If she thought her man was cheating on her, then she's like, well, time to bust out the porn.
100%. Everyone would be like, this browsing history is a little questionable.
This is just so interesting. She said, yeah, she was watching the video. She knew it was him because his face was fully visible. He has, I guess, a lot of distinct tattoos. Plus, he was wearing his wedding ring. You got to take the ring off, right?
Yeah.
You can't wear the ring in the video.
And maybe that's part of the fetish.
It might be. It might be a gay married fetish.
Can I give you another plot twist here? Can I give you a little something else?
Maybe.
Why was he doing this? Like, she asked him, why are you doing this? He said, well, I have a meth problem and it turns me gay.
This is my favorite W the Day story of all time.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably just to get money for his meth problem.
He said his meth problem turns him gay. He said it's been going on for a few months.
His meth problem? Wait, hold on.
He said he has a meth problem and then it turns him gay.
I can't. Pork chop? Do drugs turn you gay? Did you do meth before you came out as
gay? I don't like vaginas.
What do you think about that?
I've never, no, I don't know. This is just weird.
I think he's like so speechless. Like pork chop, his brain is in a pretzel right now.
Is that a thing people are into? Is like gay guys that are in a straight marriage?
I don't.
Like
think
on the DL
so.
On the down low? Yeah. I don't know. This, like I said, going on for a month. He meets people off Grindr, and he said this is not an isolated incident. She's devastated. I don't know if they broke up or not, but I don't know. So this guy got busted. Let's just recap here. Being in gay pornos, he's a married man, and the way he got busted, his wife was watching the gay porn in bed when he was sleeping for whatever reason, and he says that meth is what he takes, the drug, and that sometimes turns him gay.
Hey, this all goes back to the same thing, and that is drugs are bad. Okay.
If you've got some love advice, maybe to keep that marriage healthy and strong, 833-JOE-ALEX. This is really cute. 833-563-2539. One couple, they put this up on Twitter. It's going kind of viral. There are 6 rules to marital success. Let's start at number 1. They say, no one should ever hear anything bad about your spouse from you. It's one thing to joke with friends about something, you know, not really that important, like kind of trivial. But when it's other stuff about their character, you need to know the difference and not do that. I am guilty in a sense of doing that. I do it a lot with my coworkers, like on the show, but I wonder if that's because we're in radio, because we do share a lot of personal things.
Yeah.
But I think I'm not proud of myself. Lindsay does it too, but it doesn't make it right. But I think I'm kind of guilty of doing that, of like doing what I shouldn't do and kind of like talking poo about my wife.
I'm 100% guilty of doing that.
Yeah, sorry, Liv. I'm guilty of not turning your mic on. I love you.
I don't think I really do this with my boyfriend, unless it's like I'm joking around. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, he's so bougie. But, like, I tell them that to his face. I don't think character assassin him.
I just get into the mode where I'm, you know, emotional and I'm saying things, I'm upset or whatever, and then it just like pours out of me like lava.
Right. It's like, blah! Yeah, then you're like, oh, come back inside. Oops, crap. I'm guilty of this one already. Over-communicating, as in I don't do that. They're saying you should over-communicate
to have a good marriage. I definitely do this. Let me tell you something right now. I definitely do this. I give such direct and clear, concise info on how to communicate with me and how I best feel loved. Like, I will literally verbatim tell a guy, hey, it makes me feel loved when you do X, Y, and Z. It is so simple to make me happy. I give you exactly what I want.
Now, do you listen, though? Because you talk, but do you listen?
I feel like I do. I feel like if you are telling me exactly what you want, then I can do it. The problem is I feel like a lot of guys that I've dated, several of my exes, just like hold it in inside. And then 6 weeks later, they'll say, oh, when you did that, that really bothered me. I'm like, cool. Well, I didn't know that I needed to like change that because you never told me.
I think that might be a guy thing. I mean, that's what I do. And I don't know why, but I always bottle everything up. And it's like, I mean, Liv can count to this. Like, all of a sudden, it's like, well, why didn't you say something like 2 months ago?
Yeah, it's so annoying.
Right.
Because I didn't want to.
I think stereotypically, more guys would say that girls do that.
Oh, really?
That girls bottle in their emotions.
I feel like
they
girls
never
just
say, no, they never say what's like wrong with them.
You never tell us where you want to go to eat. You're very bad at that.
I guess that just is more proof that all I've dated is crappy guys.
Oh, wow. Okay, no comment. They say you got to try new things together. I'm guilty of that. I'm lazy. I'm a sloth. I'm a creature of habit. I like to do the same boring thing over and over again. I used to try new things when I was dating my wife, but then I'm like, not anymore.
See, and that's also something that bothers me. I do like to try new things, and I like for a guy to be creative and cute and come up with, like, ideas. Like, hey, you know what we should do? We should go do this together. Even if it's something so weird that neither of us would ever think. It's like, yeah, like, it'll just be fun to just do it together.
Right. I get that. Yeah, I think I definitely like to try new things more than Jewel Daddy, my boyfriend. But it's hard because, like, I'm so broke right now, and I will not let him pay for me all the time.
Well, can you try things that maybe aren't as expensive as, like, normal,
I guess. Yeah, like, if you guys want to try a new thing, like, I could just, like, wrap you guys up, throw you in the trunk of my car, and drive you to, like, a dumpster and leave you there.
Or go over a bunch of potholes.
Honestly, that'd be fun.
That sounds kind of kinky. I'd be down for that. Let's do it.
That is
this weekend.
Okay. We'll wrap it up with that. Let's see if we can get caller number 9 right now to get those Kelly Clarkson tickets. Rebecca, hello.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. What up? What are you doing?
He told me I was number 10, so I'm hoping you hung up on the other person.
Oh, no, it was actually an accident. Like, you are caller 9.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations, Rebecca. You're going to go see Kelly Clarkson on March 22nd. Way to go, girl.
Thank you.
Yeah, Alex is excited.
Whoa.
Yeah, calm down, Alex.
Whoa.
It's exciting for sure. All right, Rebecca, good news, too. On top of that, Alex remained calm for this one. You are also qualified for the grand prize, which could be 2 pit tickets to the show. It's the Meaning of Life Lounge Pass, which includes access to behind the scene, Hazel Eyes Gallery showcasing photos and memorabilia. There's just so many things, Rebecca, that you're qualified for.
Whoa!
I know, right, Alex? This is exciting. So hang on the line. We'll get all your information, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Wow, that is really cool. So excited. Hey, Porkchop, do you know what the heck we're giving away next week here on the Joe and Alex Show? What prizes we have?
Yes, I do. I believe Lady Gaga is going to be in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And we're giving away a chance to see her in Las Vegas.
Holy toe jam.
That's exciting.
Alex, how are you double talking over yourself like
Magic.
I know. All right, what do you cool kids got going on this weekend? What are you doing?
I'm really excited about today because do you remember Chase's aunt that I always talked about before? She's the one with the kid with the furry suit.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, anyways, unfortunately, back in October, she was, like, in a car accident, and it was a pretty bad one.
Alex!
Oh, my gosh!
That is not funny.
Really, Alex? No, I'm kidding. That's radio magic. Anyways, so, yeah, she was in a really bad car accident. She got, like, a really bad concussion. And Joe, stop. I'm trying to...
I don't think it's funny.
And so she's really excited because she hasn't, like, gone out in a while, and we're going to go see Chase at Applebee's. He's bartending.
Whoa!
I should have never given you those buttons.
What buttons? I don't have any, but, I mean, I'm excited with Alex. It's really good that she's doing better after the accident. She's going to be going out to Applebee's today. That sounds really good.
Yeah.
I think, what's their special this month? They got some drink special, which sounds so good. I forget.
I forgot. Oh, I had it. It's some sort of, it's a green, like, Jolly Rancher Lucky Rainbow drink or something.
Oh, man, that's my flavor.
Yeah, it's for.
Sounds so good.
It's for March, for what's this month?
St. Patrick's Day. There you go. Yeah. Yep, a day honoring all Irish people.
Yeah.
I love unicorn diarrhea.
No. What do you guys got going on? What else is happening?
Honestly, I had no set plans this weekend, which is my favorite thing in the entire world. I can just make plans as I go.
Yeah, let's go out tonight. I'm going out tomorrow for a friend's birthday. Let's go out tonight.
I think I might be getting dinner.
No.
With Jewel Daddy and his roommates, including his hot roommate.
Oh, I have dinner plans tonight.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds really fun then. Okay. I am just excited to spend the week with my wife. I might hang out with my little bro, Michael, just depending on how busy we are. He wants to go play some laser tag, so we haven't been in a while. So
I love laser tag.
We should get together, by the way, and play laser tag. That is one of the funnest things. That, and I want to get us all together and do some top golf, even though Alex sucks at golf, she said.
I don't want to do either of those,
okay.
But I'll go if you want.
Okay.
Top golf has a bar, so I'll drink.
We'll do the wine painting.
I really want to
do that. That'd be so fun.
There's also a new place on Mass Ave that is a candle making place.
Oh my gosh, I've been to a candle making place. It's so cool.
I want to do that.
Candle making places.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be a good time then.
Oh man. I made mine smell like a man.
Ooh.
Cool. All right, well, Alex, Live the Web Grill, producer Porkchop, myself, Joe, we got to get out of here so we can do all that. So, Porkchop, what are you doing, man? Put your pants on. That's so weird.
Play it again.
Which one?
And instead of her saying goodbye, play the whoa!
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not playing anything. Alex has to say whoa, so I'm not pushing anything. All right, Alex, Live the Web Grill, Porkchop, myself, Joe, let's say goodbye.
Bye!
Bye.